What do you do when God has left the building? Have you ever felt that way, that God has left the building? Some of us feel that way when we're struck with a chronic illness and we wonder why God has abandoned us. Some of us feel that way when we look at all the sorrow in the world and we wonder, where is God? Sometimes I wonder that when I've gone into churches, and I went into a church recently when I was on vacation, and I turned to my husband and said, God left this building a long time ago. It was crowded with people, there were screens flashing, there were so many wonderful activities going on, but I didn't notice God anywhere in that building. What do you do when God leaves the building and you feel alone? This is what happened in Ezekiel's time. God had left the building. Now, this building was the grand temple of God. And we were learning in Sunday school today, Lily and Jack learned about Solomon and how he began the building of the temple and that it took 7 years. And there was such wonderful craftsmanship that went into this temple because it was believed that that's where God was. So the temple was used continually. It wasn't just used on the Sabbath on Saturday. It was used every day of the week. And there were people there and wanted to be there because that was where God was. And then one day, God was not in the temple because the temple was thoroughly destroyed. And the people were taken away from their homeland. Now, some people thought that God was still hovering around that destroyed temple, that God had so thoroughly let them down that he had abandoned them. And as they went to another country, to Babylon, God was nowhere near. But God had something else in mind for them, and he raised up a man named Ezekiel. Now, Ezekiel had lost probably more than most, because he was one of the priests of the temple. That was his job. That was his livelihood. That was his love. Every day he was in the temple. He was a young man. He was filled with God's grace and love. And then the temple was gone and he was taken away with the people. But God visited him in exile. And God told him to give a message to his people. And one of the messages was, God had not abandoned them. And God gave him a great promise that he was to give to his people, and this was the promise. I will seek the lost, I will bring back the strayed, I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak. You see, when we feel exiled, when we feel like we are completely insignificant, God says, you are the people who I care most about. When the world says you're nothing, God says you're everything. And he raised up Jesus to prove it. What do you do when God leaves the building? We understand that the reason God's left the building is because he's with us. He's with the exile. He's with the poor. He's with the disenfranchised. He's with all of those who think that life has abandoned them. And there's a challenge to the Church of Jesus Christ. What do we do when God leaves the building? We leave the building with him, and we go to where the need is the most. God used Ezekiel as his mouthpiece long ago, and he uses us today as his mouthpiece. I saw a wonderful story on TV that was really a tragedy. This was a story about a man who had his first Thanksgiving after spending about 4 decades in prison for a crime he did not commit. Maybe some of you saw that news article. This man had lost everything. The person that had died, he had known along with the son. He kept saying to his jailers, I did not do this, but nobody believed him. And then about 10 years after his imprisonment, a man came along, a deputy, and he looked at this man's file and he said, something is very wrong here. That was 1989, and that man worked from 1989 until 2017 to find a way to release this unjustly imprisoned man. Can you imagine spending decades? You see, God had not abandoned that man in prison. Society had, the justice system had, but God hadn't. And he raised one person up that didn't give up after a year of stonewalling, didn't give up after 2 years, didn't give up after one decade, but stayed with it. And that man, the one who was released, spent Thanksgiving with the deputy. And I realized that that's his only family now. His parents are probably long gone. We don't know about brothers and sisters. And this man who was released said, this is my family. And then he had a message. He said, you know, if you're having a bad day, if you feel like there's no hope, he said, there's always hope. Hang on to hope. Where do you want to be when God leaves the building? Where do you want to be when there are people lost and alone and on the margins of society? We want to be where the action is, and that's right there with them. God will put people in your path. Most of the time, we're not thrilled about it. I was never thrilled when somebody came to the church door and said, I need your help, because I knew what that meant. Where do you want to be when God throws somebody in your path? Don't step aside and say, let somebody else handle it. God's put that person there. God's put that situation there for you to be his hands and his feet and his mouthpiece. We are to seek the lost. We are to bring back the strayed. We are to bind up the injured. We are to strengthen the weak. And the God of peace, the God of grace, who's leaving buildings to go out to the marginalized, will be with us. Let us pray. Lord, I thank you that when this building is empty, you are not here, but you are where the greatest need is. And I ask that you would enlighten us to see the need around us, to see the lost and the strayed and the weak and the injured. Lord, I thank you that those are the ones that you hold dear, as you hold us dear. We ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.